He was a vigorous Hamlet, an inspiring Henry V, and when Laurence Olivier played Heathcliff in the 1939 Wuthering Heights, his co-star Merle Oberon wasn't the only one who swooned.
Kathy, you're not thinking of that other world now.
Smell the heather. Heathcliff, fill my arms with heather. All they can hold. Come on.
Kathy! You're still my queen!
Laurence Olivier was born 100 years ago today. On his death in 1989, he was widely regarded as the greatest actor of his generation. But during the 6 decades he was a leading man, acting styles changed. And NPR's Bob Mondello says Olivier had to change with them.
Laurence Olivier once described stage acting as a kind of lying, and said if you were going to lie to an audience, you had better do it well. He was, by that reckoning, a great classical liar, a matinee idol who modified the flamboyant traditions of 19th-century theater to appeal to 20th-century tastes. In his wartime film of Henry V, he turned battlefield speeches the bard had written for a king centuries earlier into a rousing call to arms for a Britain freshly under siege.
We happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so base, and gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here.
For almost a decade, Olivier was among the cinema's most sought-after leading men, a master craftsman who gloried in disguising himself with accents, putty noses, wigs. But in the 1950s, the ground was shifting under him. Marlon Brando's new, more natural style made Olivier and his craft seem old-fashioned. He'd been all but written off as a dinosaur when he answered his critics by playing a seedy vaudeville has-been in The Entertainer, starting with a plummy accent, then letting it disappear as he virtually deconstructed his own art.
Oh, if you learn it properly, you get yourself a technique. And smile, darn you, smile, and look the friendliest, jolliest thing in the world. But you'll be just as dead and used up, just like everybody else. You see this face? This face can split open with warmth and humanity. It can sing, tell the worst, unfunniest stories in the world, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because look. Look at my eyes. I'm dead behind these eyes. I'm dead.
Every actor reinvents himself for each new role, but Olivier had reinvented himself as an actor. The change was fundamental, not like putting on a new nose, or like the time he spent weeks in the countryside bellowing at cows to lower his voice for tragedy. This was a declaration that technique could still matter in film. Olivier would never become a believer in the method and dredging up emotion from within, but directors discovered they could put him next to a method actor, Dustin Hoffman, say, in Marathon Man, and let him impersonate a mad Nazi dentist, and the mix of his finesse and Hoffman's feeling worked.
I don't know anything.
Carl!
Oh, please don't worry. I'm not going into that cavity. That nerve's already dying. A live, freshly cut nerve is infinitely more sensitive.
So, I'll just drill into a healthy tooth until I reach the pulse. Unless, of course, you can tell me that it's safe.
Still inspires chills, yes? And Laurence Olivier inspired much more, a whole generation of actors who have followed his example, gliding effortlessly from theater to film, lending credence to everything from HBO epics to the Die Hard and Harry Potter franchises. Not bad for a guy who was once dismissed as all technique, which, of course, he never was. I'm Bob Mondello.
There's video of Henry V and The Entertainer at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.